The wounds of Christ from the crucifixion surprisingly become a prominent theme throughout the Easter season. In last weekend's Gospel from John, chapter 20, St. Thomas professed to his fellow disciples that he would not believe until he had seen the mark of the nails in his hands and put his finger into the nail marks and put his hand into his side. And so it came to pass, as St. Thomas later says in the Gospel passage, "My Lord and my God." The wounds carried by the risen Christ are not to be taken for granted, especially during this Easter season. St. Augustine describes the reality this way: "How would it have been then if the Lord had risen without his scars? Could he not have raised up his own flesh in such a way that no traces of the wounds remained in it? To be sure, he had the power to do so, but had he not kept the scars in his own body, he would not have healed the wounds in our hearts. Had he not kept the scars in his own body, he would not have healed the wounds in our hearts." This weekend's Gospel shares with us from the final chapter of Luke's Gospel the story of the journey to Emmaus. Taken in its entirety, the Emmaus story bears a strong resemblance to the celebration of the Eucharist in which we find ourselves at this moment. At no point in the Gospel passage are the wounds of Christ mentioned, but as we picture the scene unfolding, it seems to me that one particular moment merits closer consideration. Luke relates that the disciples' eyes were opened and they recognized him at the very moment in which the bread is blessed, broken, and shared with them. Though the Gospel is silent on this detail, it very well could have been the case that at this moment, as the meal was shared with his followers, the wounds on Christ's hands were, for the first time, revealed to them. Imagine the wonder of recognizing these wounds in Christ's living presence for the first time. The Easter season is one that's full of witnesses. Witnesses to the Lord's resurrection are also witnesses to his wounds. The two are powerfully connected because the wounds themselves are physical reminders of Christ's suffering and death, and his living presence is a reminder of his victory over sin and death. The meaning of Christ's wounds for us becomes something enormously significant. Woundedness is a universal human phenomenon. If you live long enough, they begin to accumulate for each of us, and there are many different types of wounds, some physical, some emotional, some intellectual, some spiritual. For each of us, wounds become something that we often hide, and yet the Gospels present a striking departure on this point. Repeatedly in the Gospels, we see waves and waves of people coming to Christ, bearing the wounds of life to be healed. And again, we see waves and waves of people leave strengthened by the healing words and deeds of Christ. This witness is one that speaks to us powerfully today, inviting each of us as Christians to acknowledge the wounds of life that we bear, and to go a step further in bringing the wound to an encounter with Christ. What's the alternative for us? It's one that we often choose in life. When we don't acknowledge the wounds that we bear, oftentimes we lose some control over them. And when we keep the wounds of life to ourselves, very often we end up inflicting them on other people. In short, the Easter season and the wounds of Christ being revealed to us is an occasion to offer the wounds of our life to Christ himself, to bring our wounds to an encounter with the wounds of Christ. It's only when we offer these wounds that we bear to Christ that his wounds can illuminate ours. There's a way in which we can even experience a type of giftedness that comes from the wound itself that allows us to encounter God more deeply and be transformed. Here's a line from Pope Francis that I think illustrates this point. It came in a March 2017 address. He suggested, "A good confessor has begged God for the gift of a wounded heart, capable of understanding others' wounds and healing them with God's mercy. In a way, for each of us, by the manner in which we lead our lives, each of us is called to be a confessor of the faith and to be an agent of healing and mercy in our world. What waits for us on the other side of this encounter with the wounds of Christ is too important to postpone, and its importance may very well be life-giving, not only for each of us, but for very many other people in our lives. This divine alchemy of woundedness, transfigured by an encounter with the wounds of Christ, gives profound witness to the glory of God throughout the Easter season. Each of us feels a bit wounded in these days, don't we? And that fact alone gives us cause to turn to Christ and to say with St. Thomas, "My Lord and my God."